views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and awesomely sexy people. Welcome to Conscious Creation. This is where you and I bring in the latest and the greatest from the channel, asking, of course, for the highest information with the highest understanding. So we're coming together now to direct that, that we today want to know the highest information around consistency of focus and everything that goes into it and why it is so important in this moment now to hold the focus on what we want. We claim the highest information with the highest understanding. We are calling in God, Atman, Buddha, the Christ energy, ETs, the elementals, any and all energy out there to come and support us in this choice and this claim that we are making. And so it is. So yes, let me talk to you about the consistency of focus. A couple of days, that's what we thought was the highest thing. When I sat down here, of course, you know, right before the show, everything pours in. And I said, well, really, what does that mean, consistency of focus? We hear the word and we go, okay, well, I have to hold the focus consistently. But the point is, again, tying in everything that we've been working on and knowing, that means believing and never wavering. And that comes from knowing that we are good enough so that I sustain the belief in myself and my ideas, that I, in every moment of my life, persevere. Now, obviously, when we do that, guys, we stay in our knowing, right? And so that is what our great intention is. So we are claiming I am divine love around all of that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. So it is. There's something else to do. No. Okay. As you know, we're creating a new website, hopefully to be up by the end of January. So we're kind of in between physical spaces, but you're never in between energetic spaces. So I have an awesome February special that I will be emailing out to all of you this week. If you're not on the email, you need to get on the email to get this great special. It's a half-hour private personal work around self-love, explaining to you where you might be falling out and where you need to get in alignment, and a signed book, hard copy of Getting Stuff, all for $99, and you know what a great deal that is. I don't even have to go into that and cheerlead. So I'm down in Anaheim, California right now supporting my future son-in-law. He's a volleyball coach. Never done this before. Courts upon courts upon courts of volleyball players vying to get into the final. It's so exciting. I cannot even begin to tell you. And it's been interesting to watch because they will consistently hit the ball and be in the moment, and then they will lose their focus for three or four plays, and then they will jump back in and regain their focus, and I'm going, oh my God, that's exactly what we are working on in the collective consciousness right now. So, again, knowing that holding the focus and being consistent with our focus comes with believing in ourselves and never wavering, knowing that we are good enough to always sustain the belief in ourselves and our ideas. So I just was so interesting to me to see how the universe brings it forward in a number of different ways. When it's up, that's the way the world talks to you guys. So listen, listen and be really aware. If you are interested in the February special, it will be emailed separately to you under something like Dee's Awesome February Special or something like that. The PPV people will not get it personally this month, so everything can be done through the email. And, of course, it's first come, first serve because I can only handle so many privates during February. Okay, as you know, Patricia Cota Robles is joining us. I cannot tell you how excited I am about that webinar in February. So that will be coming up also. And you're going to be real happy with this website. I'm very excited about it. So I think we're going to hop right to the calls. And I'm going to Patty because I want to complete this with her. As you know, she called in about her pancreas and problems. So, Patty, what's going on?
They found a mass on the head of the pancreas. I'm going in for surgery, and I'll be in the hospital for 10 days. And this is the best possible placement. So I'm very blessed, and I have great doctors. So.
I get a yes on that. And I hear fear in your voice. So, which is normal, sweetheart. It's normal because we have been trained to believe that we're going into the unknown. Okay? So I'm inviting you to hold the consistency of your focus in knowing that you are part of this creation and part of the positive outcome of it, to hold your focus and always choose to move back into that love place, because you know, guys, when we hold the consistency of the focus on love, cannot use that space for fear or negativity or judgment or anything else. Right?
Right. My question was, I saw how I had created this, and like a relationship that is just going nowhere, and I want to release it with love, and things from the past I want to release. Anger towards my sisters, anger for people that weren't there for me. And it's like, and I know I created this, and I want to let this go, and I want to create.
Okay, Patty, it's all done.
Okay.
You see, as soon as you claimed it, this is my intention to release all of this. And this is literally, she's encapsulating for you what this entire work is about. When you and I release the need to hold on to being right, being in judgment, the anger that we've been taught helps us create in this world, when we can release it all and hold the consistency of focus on love, it's done. That's a true statement. There's something higher. There's something. No, it's done.
Yay.
So remember last week, I believe, and please correct me, you know, because I've channeled a lot since we've talked in the last show. But last week, they were quick to say, if you need doctors, use them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to explain that. Everything starts in your energy, as we know. However, if we don't address it in our energy, like the things that Patty listed, her anger and her resentment and stuff, if we don't address it early enough, it will solidify somewhere in our bodies so that we have to pay attention to it. Now, Patty, they would like you to email me about pancreas. I do not have the body books with me because I'm out of town.
Okay.
But there is something under, I don't know if it's under pancreas, but it's in the body book that they want me to bring to your attention. Okay?
I know it's the sweetness of life.
I get a yes on that, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're still going there. So just
okay.
Email me to remind me to do that. Okay?
Thank you.
And they're saying, you know, all is well, know all is well, hold yourself in love, and go in with the knowing that you're good enough to sustain all of this. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
You love you so much. And we're all there with you, you know.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Miss Mary in Maryland. What's up?
Hey, darling.
How you doing?
Playing volleyball on me? I'm loving it.
I'm just watching a lot of cute boys jump around and hit balls.
well, need I say more?
Exactly. You know, it's like...
One of my favorite sports.
What else can a 66-year-old women like to do on their weekend? And yesterday, my future son-in-law came over and knocked on the door and said, Dee, come on over. You know, we're going to order breakfast together. So we were all, you know, under the covers in bed watching TV, having room service. It's just been a great party. So what can we do for you, Miss Mary?
Well, I just wanted to share something with you that is just so in line with what you're saying this morning, what we've been talking about, is that last week there were two situations, one in particular that just kind of was so odd. There appeared just in an instant this giant bump on the inside of my mouth, on my tongue, and half of my tongue turned black. And I looked at it, I went, what the hell? And I said, okay, I am going to fix this right now. I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to direct my energy to take care of it. And I swear, by the next morning, it was gone. It was so freaking awesome. I was like, I don't know what I did, but I'm so glad I did it.
Well,
it was crazy.
You know, what you did was you said, I'm going to hold the intention that I'm whole, complete, and perfect. That's what we do when we direct our energy, right?
Yeah.
To bring ourselves back into balance. And what we have to be aware of is so often we go into fear before we remember to direct our energy, and then we don't have the power to direct our energy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and that's the consistency of focus they're talking about.
Oh.
The other thing is, you guys, I have to tell you, it's so synchronistic. We all went out to dinner with a bunch of the volleyball parents, and one of the parents owns this amazing organization where they test your brain on different things. And I had about an hour conversation. I'm hoping to God I can talk him into doing a webinar with us.
Ooh.
Because... I said to him, explained our work a little bit, and I said to him, I want to know, have you ever done any testing around when you take someone, the part of their brain, when they're angry or judgmental or in fear, and they're part of their brain when they initiate love? And he said, oh, my God, Dee, I don't believe you asked me that. It's amazing to see.
Yeah.
And what what we have to do and what we teach people to do with these brain scans is to literally quiet down the part of their brain that automatically goes to anger. Now listen to these words.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have trained our synapses and our neural pathways to defer to automatically going to that part of the brain. And so what my work does is retrain the brain to choose positive things and love and harmony. Well, what do you think we're doing in our work?
Exactly. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Exactly the same thing.
Oh.
He's doing it with a machine. We're doing it with the direction of our energy.
Wow. Oh, that's so awesome.
It was an incredible affirmation.
Yeah.
For this work. Hold on. They want to give us a piece of information here. Book, song. Give me a song.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Okay. Fly Me to the Moon is euphoria and joy. And if you listen to the words, fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, simply love me.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about euphoria and love. And the more we live in that state, the healthier, the more prosperity. I'm testing this as we go. I hope you are.
Mm-hmm.
The better relationship.
Yes.
So let us claim right now the consistency of living in the euphoria of love. Woo! I can feel that. Woo! Hallelujah and praise the Lord.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Thank you and love to Patty.
All right. Yes, much love to you too, honey. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. And I love this work. And I love this community. You guys freaking rock. Cindy in Texas, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
It's really along these same lines of holding that focus. I'm waking up every morning trying to align myself between you and your channel and Esther and Abraham. I'm really working hard to stay in that space of alignment. But I'm finding my life to be in such a dichotomy. I asked my husband for a divorce. I told my children we were going to get a divorce. And everybody just kind of patted me on the head and went, "Oh, isn't that cute? Oh, aren't you funny?" And
that's because, Cindy, and what's going on is there's a part of you that's not committed, that's going back and forth and back and forth.
Exactly, because I don't know whether saving or going towards what I feel is in my best for growth and for health is worth destroying their lives.
Let's look at that belief, Cindy. Let's look at that belief. So what you just said, literally, is if I do what's best for me, I destroy everybody else's lives. There's your belief right there.
Yes.
So you're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, baby. All right.
And I don't know whether to just give up on myself. And I'm not miserable.
Yes, you do. You're here to create yourself, Cindy. Now, you can create yourself by giving up on yourself, but I don't think you'd be on this call if that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
So, I first of all, I want you to see that if you have the belief, whenever I do what's best for myself, I wreck everybody else's lives, you're never going to come forward and do what's best for yourself, even when you're with them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You got that?
I do.
Okay. And if you wreck everybody else's life, then you're able to come forward for yourself. But whether you, so that says to you, if I leave, there's no way that they can have a happy life. So that belief is going to create you losing either way you go.
Yes, that's right.
What you have to know is that when you take care of Cindy and do the best for Cindy and live in the consistency of love within Cindy, everybody wins. So if you have that belief, then whether you go or whether you stay still allows the possibility for everybody to win. Now, they want to know, why do you think you cannot stay there and create yourself the way you want to create yourself?
Because I feel like I'm the only adult, and I'm the one that has to keep pulling the wagon and towing the line and paying the bills, and it doesn't leave me with much space to experience other things than taking care of them.
And that is a direct creation of your belief that the only way I can take care of myself and come forward for myself is to make everybody else lose. So to keep everybody else from losing, I'll do it all.
Dang, I'm so tired of the martyr archetype.
And
I can project myself into the future and think that 2 years from now, 4 years from now, they would look back and go, that was the best thing that ever happened. Dad really started, you know, working and doing, you know, started feeling more like a man and feeling more accomplished. And we boys got to experience something different than being so coddled or so.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to get between today and 3 or 4 years from now.
Well, they are suggesting, this is through the channel, yes. They're suggesting, honey, that you give everybody a timeline and sit them down. Of course, you've got to get yourself in alignment with this first, Cindy.
Yeah.
And then you sit them down and go, you guys think I was kidding, and I'm not. I am determined to make these changes in our lives. So I want everybody to hear that whatever time frame feels good for you, 6 months, a year, 2 years, these are the changes I have to have happen in this family if we're going to keep the family together. And I can't do it by myself. I need you to get a job and make more money for the bills. I need you kids to take more responsibility. And these are the areas I need you to take responsibility in.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, now how does that feel?
It feels really good, actually. I've been thinking this morning about the idea that I've heard smokers say that they often had to try to quit several times before they got it accomplished. And it made me feel like I have to just keep presenting this so that
You have to present it absolutely being in alignment with leaving if it doesn't happen, which means you've got to be committed to knowing that you are good enough to sustain that belief. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because what I'm hearing you say is I'd really like to stay if everybody got it together. Is that true or not?
I really feel like I would like everybody to get it together so that I could go.
Okay.
So I could experience something different.
It can work either way, Cindy. But what I want you to hear is that either way, they get it together.
Yes.
And either way, you get to claim what you want for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you get yourself in alignment, and then you decide if you want to have that conversation or a different one. But you got to get all of you integrated, Cindy. All of you have to be integrated. And then ask all energy of the universe to come in and support you in what you're doing. I want everybody to hear, well, I'm being corrected in the moment. I started to say there are no wrong decisions. And they're going, that's not true. And now I'm hearing the wrong decisions are not making the decision. So if you make the decision that you're not really going to make the decision, that's the only wrong decision you can make. Everybody got that? Cindy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Move on, McNeil.
No decision is the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because it doesn't allow any energy to move anywhere. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Love you. Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to Emily in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Em.
I'm calling about the smell in my house. And I noticed it before I moved in. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's like an old smell. And I went away for a week, and I just got back, and I noticed it again. And I thought, oh, it didn't go away. I just was acclimated to it. The landlords are selling the place, and so they've given us till the end of February, but they've also asked me if I want to buy it. And so coming home and smelling that smell got me wondering about what.
Okay. They don't like the word smell, and I don't understand what the difference is. They want to use the word odor. What's the difference to you between smell and odor?
Well, I don't know, but odor sounds right to me. It's
okay, have you checked for mold?
Well, the woman who had just moved out said she had, and I didn't. She didn't find anything.
Did she have people come in and check for mold? Or did she do it herself?
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, again, they don't like the word mold, but they like the word mildew.
Okay.
So there's a dampness.
Yes.
There's a dampness that's helping create this odor.
Okay.
And then they're showing me a machine. They do have machines that will take the wetness or the dampness out of the air. They're suggesting that you start there.
Okay.
When I say it's permanent, I get a yes, but that's not the right question. It's permanent if you don't do anything about it. That's the highest question.
Okay.
So it's removable. That's the highest question. I get a yes. But you're going to have to take steps to find out what to get removed.
Okay.
So it may be an expense having someone come in and really test it, and maybe, you know, I think you can rent some of those machines to see if it helps even.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But if there's a dampness in there, the odor is going to continue.
And the dampness is in the air, or has it settled into the structure?
I get a stronger yes more on the air. But,
okay.
But you'll, you know, have a specialist come in and discern this for you.
Okay.
There's lots of people to call, you know, that
can
come in and test this for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else? There might be something else after you do this, but this is the first step.
Okay. And this feels to me like an amazing opportunity in terms of
Now I can give you something else. As soon as you said that, I can give you something else. So now we're going to the sheets. first sheet, second sheet, we're going to a core belief around the word opportunity. Isn't that funny? I love how to watch this work. Here, no. Here, here. When I am loved, I'm depressed. You need to sage the house for that belief.
Oh, okay.
The house believes that when it's loved, the space in the house, the energy in the house believes that when it's loved, it has to feel depressed. And that's the energetic thing behind this dampness, odor thing.
Okay.
Well, you know, countries are entities, houses are entities, our bodies are entities. You know, anything that stands alone, you know, by itself is an entity.
Uh-huh.
And so structures definitely can take on feelings and belief systems from the people that live there.
Yeah.
Sage it. They want you to sage it while you say, when I'm loved, I'm in joy and happiness.
Okay.
I know it's pretty far out there. I agree. We don't usually go into stuff like this. But I'm getting a very clear read on it. And then have somebody come in and check it. And after whatever treatment is done, they want you to sage it again. Okay,
awesome.
Got it. When
awesome.
I'm loved, I'm in joy and happiness, right?
Joy and happiness. Got it.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. And
all right, thanks.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe we should just all do this for ourselves because we're talking about holding ourselves in the euphoria of love. Well, we want to know that when we love ourselves, we get happier and freer and stronger, right, and more in love when we hold the euphoria of love. So that if there's any negative things connected at all with holding ourselves in the state of love, then those are released. All right, we're going to Miss Coral in Green Bay. Hey, baby, what's up? Okay, you're on now.
Okay, so I have a question about the consistency. In my body, I have had a couple of things that have all of a sudden, some things that I have worked on, like eczema, that had disappeared and started coming back. And then there's something that happened this week with my arm, got really sore, almost like it was strained kind of at the elbow. Now, when I go in to test, I am well-being, I get a yes. And when I test, I am comfortable in my body, I get a yes. But they keep popping up. And
yeah,
I'm wondering
okay, we're going to a core belief, hold on, because you've got a collapse, well, kind of like a house. When I'm loved, I'm depressed, but it's a different one here. Okay, so this is for all of us again. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And this would be holding myself in the euphoria of love. So we want to know that we absolutely have enough energy to do this, to hold ourselves in the consistency of the euphoria of love, in the consistency of positive thinking, in the consistency of our knowing, in our consistency of our belief in ourselves. We have enough energy. That's why these things in your body are showing up. I know this from tracking this myself, Coral, that sometimes the better things are going, right? And this is the way it works, guys. If we have collapsed beliefs like this, some of us, our money will be going really well and our relationships will start falling out. Or our relationships and our business will be going really well, and then the money challenge will come in, right? In other words, somewhere we have to pay for it with energy from somewhere else. So we want to be fully integrated, that all of our beings within this three-dimensional being and within all the places that we exist everywhere, we are all integrated in knowing that we have enough energy to consistently hold this focus of the euphoria of love and everything that's created from it and by it and for it. So we're claiming that right now, invoking I am divine love. Everybody open your hearts. There we go. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. So it is. Hold on, there's something else now. We're going back to the sheet. The sheet. Going to the third sheet. Again, if you're interested in the sheets, you want to get them with the Balance podcast under the webinars at IMD Wallace. Hold on, one, two, five. Okay. Yes. Claim, I am the highest answer, and I am healed. So they want me to ask you, Coral, as soon as these things happen, did you do what Mary did and direct your body to heal and come into balance?
I affirm well-being. I am well-being. And I just said love to whatever part is acting up.
Okay. Somehow, that is not being a strong direction for you. So where is it? It's not that you're depending on other energy to do it. It was this thing, this part of you that was saying, I really don't have enough energy to heal this, but I'm going to direct it to heal. Do you understand?
Kind of. I know in past episodes we've worked on some of that stuff about we are the energy, and right before the course of the year you were really kind of driving that home, and I thought I had shifted that, but apparently not.
You have shifted it. This is just the last little piece that was hiding out.
Okay.
Okay? And you're bringing it forward because, do you understand, guys, these shows anymore, they're like mini webinars, where we're all coming forward to bring in parts for everybody that need to be in alignment so that we can powerfully bring it together as much as possible. So we're bringing in all the different elements here. And yours for everybody is we have enough energy to do this, to be this. Okay?
Okay. So instead of saying the well-being, I would say I have enough energy for all healing?
Yes, I'm getting a yes on that.
Okay.
The highest claim always is I am divine love. If you get confused in any way, I am divine love, and through that love, all things are healed, all things are created. You bet. That's everything. Yes, that's everything, baby.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. Happy New Year. This is the first day of the rest of our lives, everybody. What are you doing with it? Ms. Kathy in New Jersey, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks. I'm calling, I'm not sure where I'm falling out. I've noticed over, the past year, it's been kind of a slow process, but I just feel like I've been losing, the only way I can put it is sort of losing my mojo, my enthusiasm, my motivation,
yeah.
Things like that.
What does a man have to do with this?
What is what?
What does a man have to do with this?
I've been separated for about 9 years, and something you said, I think it was to Cindy, made a lot of sense. If you make a decision not to decide, it's the only wrong decision. And
yeah.
I'm feeling as though I'm the one who left and so forth. And I just feel like not deciding to actually go through with a divorce and that kind of thing has is getting to the point where it's holding me back, and physically I'm feeling like no energy. I do tend towards depression, but I just feel like I don't have any.
Kathy, you block your energy, and now I'm going back to the odor in the house. When we block energy, it's like a sewer. It sits there.
Yeah.
So in the house, there's energy sitting there, not doing anything, and in the energy of Kathy and Kathy's life, everything is stagnating and starting to smell. Well, no wonder, because you want to be free. You can't be free while you're not free.
Right. I think, you know, I've sort of told myself that, you know, like we're friends and all of that, and I don't honestly feel like I have that desire that I want to go out and meet somebody else and that kind
not
of thing.
Not true.
But...
Boy, it went to no before you ever got there.
Okay.
You absolutely want somebody else in your life, but you don't think you have enough energy to create it.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, not even, I guess it didn't feel like that I don't have the energy to create it, but that that it's just too much work. That's what it feels
like.
Well, same
it's so
thing.
Much,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I know. It's the same thing. And so that's why, you know, you're feeling lackadaisical and not excited, and you've lost your mojo because your mojo has nowhere to go.
So
you're going,
it's really...
Well, I like my mojo, but, you know, I don't want to do anything with it. I'm not going to take any action. So your mojo is going, well, screw you. There's nothing for me to do then.
Yeah, and I mean, it's affected everything. My, you know, my... business and, you know, I feel like my creativity is like, you know, it's pulling teeth.
Yes.
And
because you're not free. File, get it over with, move on in your life. Come on.
Yeah.
You're using this as an excuse to fail. Those are the words I'm being given.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No more.
Yeah.
Not... 2015 is the year to soar, guys. We're soaring. We're you know, taking the bull by the horn here. You got to move on. Clear that out of your life. You can still be friends. And go create. Guys, if you're creating, you're happy. Trust me. I know.
Oh, I agree. And that's so true of me. So I would assume then this is also what's causing me physically to just feel like, you know, crap a lot of the time.
Do you understand you are stopping energy?
Yeah.
And when you stop energy, it stagnates and smells and energetically hits you.
Yes.
Okay, no more. That's what depression is, guys.
Yeah.
Depression is when you've stopped your energy from creating.
Yeah, totally makes sense. And
all right,
I think,
well, get on it.
Yeah, I will.
All
thank
right.
you.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Dee. Bye-bye.
No grass growing under our feet this year. Leslie and Maui, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Wow,
good morning,
what a great
baby.
Call.
Always.
And I just want to say last week was such a game changer, and I actually got very emotional listening to it. But here's where I'm falling out, like everybody's been saying on the call, and I'll try to make it
succinct. They want to be clear that nobody is falling out, and stop claiming that.
Okay, good.
You are not falling out. You are getting discernment around what you need to do to stay in alignment. Can you feel the difference between those words?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally.
Continue.
Okay. So here's the discernment. I got off when you did the call. I, you know, started to shift as far as I can tell. And all of a sudden I've noticed that crap is coming up. I'm having some really interesting encounters with people that are not pleasant. And I had a really big one with a woman at the store next door yesterday, and I kind of saw where maybe I have some issues like her. And then this morning, thank God for this call. This morning, I kind of started seeing an old, and I don't know if it's a core belief or a pattern, and I don't know if these two are intertwined. But I've had about being, and this is the word I keep using, and I don't know if it's a past life thing. I've done some past life regression, and it hasn't really come up, or if it has, it's been, I haven't really looked at it.
It doesn't matter if it's affecting you in this life. What's the word?
Okay. Is persecuted, and I'm being punished.
And they want us to know that every single one of us holds that belief, that the universe persecutes us. So thank you for bringing that in for everybody.
Well, you're all welcome. And thank you for everybody on the call today, because it's been a little piece as we've gone along. It's like, for me.
You bet. This is an awesome discernment. And if we see the universe as a universe and a world who is persecuting us, that is what we have to bring into our physical manifestation.
So I am being punished or persecuted. I'm bringing that in because that's what I believe.
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
The demonstration of our lives always comes through the belief system that we're living in.
So then is that why when I start to make positive changes, basically, and I hope I can say this on the word, but hits the fan and things get really bad for me, and then I stop. I'm just like, well, I can't take this anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And then I that's why I use the word fall out, because I just stop. I stop creating. I stop doing things, and it's almost like it's kind of fearful for me.
And what I want you guys to do now is to be conscious enough to never stop creating, but create in a different way. That the world is showing you your belief in front of you so that you can choose the different creation. Oh, I see. I keep getting, whenever I move into create, I keep getting thrown back at me. So that's got to tell me that I have a belief that when I start creating great stuff for myself, happens. And if I have that belief, I'm going to keep creating happening. So what do I want to believe? That whenever I create stuff for myself, fabulous, incredible things happen. The whole universe comes forward to support me, not
right
to support me. I'm going to make a clear decision and intention and claim that I start seeing the world that way. I'm always given enough. I'm always respected. I'm always honored in this world. And if I fall out and start perceiving anything different from that, I don't look at the demonstration. I choose what I want to be and how I want to see the world, go back to that, and it will shift back and has to its law. That's conscious creation.
It's really kind of funny because you're saying all this, and I'm getting, like, really emotional in a good way, and I realized there was a key word for me is that you said honor yourself. And I realized I don't really honor myself like I thought, and I realized no one else is honoring me. Well, that's what I'm reflecting back.
You bet. The universe can only give back to us how we see ourselves. It's very interesting. If you want to do a silly little experiment in a fun way.
Sure.
Get up one day and go, oh, my God, I'm so ugly and I'm not attractive. And walk through your day and see how people respond to you. Remembering that you're doing
I don't need to do that.
Exercise.
I kind of do that a lot already. I do that. So I'm going to do the opposite. I have to go to work today. So I'm going to say everybody's going to just love me today.
Oh, my God. I'm so alive and I'm vibrant and I'm so sexy. Everybody is turned on by me. You watch. Watch how the energy responds to you differently. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it because that's part of the thing with these calls is it's like I get so amped up, so it's always fun to take it into work, and then something happens at work, and it's like that's what I'm doing is
something
I couldn't see that. Yeah,
because you're expecting it to.
Yeah,
get amped up, know you're sexy, know you've got your, you know, jive on, and that everybody's going to respond to that. And if something happens, you're going to go, screw it, I'm sexy, I got my jive on, and I'm handling it.
And I'm so excited for the offer in February because that's my birthday month.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's kind of my Valentine present for everybody.
It'll be my birthday
present.
As you know,
this I've never offered half-price privates for less than $150. So this is a big gift of mine to you, and it feels really good to me. I was asking my daughter about it, and she said, God, Mom, that's too cheap. And I went, you know, but it feels really good, so I'm going to do it. So it'll be out this week through the email. Thanks, Leslie. Bless you.
No, thank you. Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to Tina in Florida. Kirk, I'm trying to get to you, but I don't think I'm going to. Tina, hey, baby.
Hi, Tina. Thanks. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really new to this. I just found your podcast, and they're awesome.
Great. Welcome.
Thank you. Basically, last April, I blew a really great job opportunity. It would have been more money. I would have worked for a person that I love, all this kind of good stuff. And I lost out to someone who didn't have a set of qualifications. And I've
yeah,
just
the
been...
first words I'm hearing, Tina, is just create another one. You see, you're stuck there. And you went, I lost it, and I screwed up, and now it's over. It's never over. Create another one.
Okay. It's where she works, that opportunity kind of seems closed out. Do you still claim it, that you can do it, even though it seems impossible?
Absolutely, because if it's not hers, it'll come from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You just get yourself in alignment with the awesomeness of doing it. And then you'll create it either there or it'll come from somewhere else. You just have to keep yourself in alignment with how awesome it is. Okay?
Okay. I just had one other quick question. I feel like there's information I don't have about why I didn't get the job because I really don't know why. Should I claim?
Yeah, they're telling you there were parts of you, one part in particular, that was not in alignment, and it has to do with working with your good friend. So
Okay. What
was the fear around working with your good friend? Oh, that you would let them down.
True. Very true.
Okay. Well, so you pushed it away so you wouldn't have to deal with that fear of letting them down.
Interesting. Okay. I never thought about that aspect at all.
Can you love yourself enough to know that you can sustain your belief in yourself that you will always come through?
Yes, I'm going to try. Mm-hmm.
You bet. Of course you can. You are the director of your own energy, Tina. You can do this. And it's going to be very easy to channel things. Very, very easy. So we're all claiming that. I am divine love around that. Yes, honey? What?
I can claim an opportunity to work for her again, my good friend.
You can claim the opportunity to work for her or someone as fabulous as her in a great job with great money, that you're ready to know that you're worthy enough to sustain the belief in you that you can do it. So bring it on. And your job is to live there every moment as much as you can till it happens.
Okay.
You bet. All right, guys. Oh, my God. I went as fast as I could. I tried to get through everybody, but know that really most of everything was answered today. Again, the consistency of holding the focus, believing in ourselves that we are good enough to sustain the belief in me and my ideas. I persevere. I always come back to knowing I rock. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves. Oh, my God, love yourselves as much as I love you, babies. And you'll be doing just fine. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.